Brexit rebel Rob, delay weakens negotiating hand, UK must stand firm. By Victoria Friedman on March 1, 2019. Dominic Raab has warned that any suggestion of delaying Brexit weakens London's negotiating powers in Brussels, but that to accept Prime Minister Theresa May's soft Brexit withdrawal agreement would risk a democratic cliff edge in the UK. The former Brexit secretary made the comments following the resignation of former Farming Minister George Eustace on Thursday. The Brexiteer quit in response to the Prime Minister opening up the possibility taking no deal off the table or extending Article 50, which Mr. Eustace said in his resignation letter will lead to a sequence of events culminating in the EU dictating the terms of any extension requested in the final humiliation of our country. Mr. Raab, who resigned from his cabinet position over Mrs. May's deal in November, told BBC Radio 4's Today programme on Friday, "I think the point of George Eustace's resignation is that by suggesting to the EU that we might delay Brexit or take no deal off the table, weakens the negotiating position. Why would the EU make concessions now? The chance of a deal gets that bit slimmer and there's less of a chance of a compromise. I think from the EU's perspective, it signals to them that actually their intransigence pays off, and I think that is the wrong message for the UK to send at this moment," Mr. Raab told host John Humphreys. "It's time for us to stand up and show some mettle as a government and as a country," he added. Mr. Raab maintained that the Irish backstop, which could lock Northern Ireland in regulatory alignment with the EU, needs to be changed, and condemned Brussels for its abuse of the sensitive issue of Northern Ireland in order to effectively try to lock us into a range of their laws, really just to undercut our negotiating edge. "What matters is that we can exit that backstop, and that we do not, as a democratic country, sign up to a whole regime of laws from the economy to social policy over which we have no control and no means of exit. That would clearly be bad for the country and devastate trust in our democracy," he said. Describing the notion of Mrs. May's unpopular agreement being the only mechanism to avoid an extension of Article 50 as a Faustian bargain, the former minister said, "The reality is the worst of all options is to accept this deal because of the impact on our economy and the democratic cliff edge that it would lead to, holding firm to his position that no deal is still better than a bad deal." A second meaningful vote on the withdrawal agreement is expected on March 12. Mrs. May has pledged that should the House of Commons vote against her, it will be allowed to vote against leaving without a deal. Following, if the Remainer-dominated Parliament votes against leaving without a deal, lawmakers will be asked to vote on a short extension of Article 50. Former UKIP leader Nigel Farage warned this week, "If we extend once, we will extend again and again."